don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Jerry Bader Show 1048. That was actually the words of Harry Reid, Senate Majority Leader, moments ago on the floor of the Senate. Republicans bringing us to the eve of destruction. All right. CNN has a story filling in the blanks on what Republicans are proposing. The White House is rejecting the latest proposal from House Republicans over the fiscal impasse. The president has said repeatedly that members of Congress don't get to demand ransom for fulfilling their basic responsibilities to pass a budget and pay the nation's bills, a White House spokesman said. Separately, President Barack Obama will meet with House Democrats at the White House this afternoon. A possible bright day in the U.S. Senate could mean a long day in the House. Senate leaders from both parties say a deal is near to end blah, blah, blah. However, House Republicans decided Tuesday to offer their own proposal that would tack on provisions changing President Barack Obama's signature health care reforms. It would appear to be a last gasp effort to influence the agreement to reopen the government and raise the federal borrowing limit. According to GOP sources and confirmed by Republican Representative Daryl Issa of California, the House plan would include most of what is in the Senate agreement while adding a provision to suspend an Obamacare tax on medical devices for 2 years and remove federal health care subsidies for Obama and legislators when they obtain health coverage under the reforms. Aha. Now, this is big. So those were the two things. That exemption that allegedly doesn't exist for the president and legislators, the allegedly imaginary congressional exemption, that's what's there. So it tacks that on. In addition, the House proposal would forbid the Treasury from taking what it calls extraordinary measures to prevent the government from defaulting as cash runs low, in effect requiring hard deadlines to extend the federal debt ceiling. Issa said a House vote could occur as soon as tonight, while Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid indicated his talks with GOP counterpart Mitch McConnell were moving toward an agreement. I'm confident we'll be able to reach a comprehensive agreement this week, Reid said earlier this morning. Optimism, reiterating the optimism he expressed Monday night that raised hopes among investors, world leaders, and regular Americans that the shutdown stalemate was nearing an end. This is interesting. So far, the Dow doesn't care about this at all. In fact, it looked like it was up from what I saw. U.S. stock futures, often seen as an indicator of how we're up only slightly early Tuesday, and they're still up just a bit right now. Nope, now it's down. I saw the down arrow. If it's down, it's not down by much. I have no idea what's going to happen in the next, between now and Thursday. I don't know. I will say this, though. None of this stuff on Obamacare should be a deal breaker. This is very interesting because I kind of like the strategy by House Republicans. Could they ask for more? Yes, they could. But here's what they've done. In these things, and I'm talking just specifically where Obamacare is concerned, they want to get rid of the medical device tax for 2 years. I'm telling you, that's popular with almost everyone. Secondly, though, and this is big, and we've talked about this for weeks on this show, bludgeon them with that exemption, and it is an exemption. Is it an exemption from all of Obamacare? No. But it's an exemption from the negative consequences of Obamacare to legislators and the president. I think this is, I like what the House Republicans have done here. Dow's off 39, so mostly a yawn from the markets at this point. Now, you could argue, and I'm not saying you would be wrong, but you could argue that, no, they should be even more defiant and ask for more in Obamacare. No, I like this. This is very surgical in what they've done here. because these are things that they can easily convince the American people that Democrats should go along with. In fact, you could argue they could even take the medical device tax out, but I like it in there. You know, the suspension of it for 2 years. I have to say that correctly because it gets convoluted. I like the suspension for 2 years of the medical device tax. But what Republicans are doing here in terms of, no, if you love this thing so much, then why should you have any exemptions from its consequences at all? And don't be fooled by those who say, well, there is no congressional exemption for Obamacare. Yes, there is. From the negative consequences, particularly for staffers. I think Republicans at this moment, I actually think, have played this pretty well. Now, however, this is where I get skeptical. Can they really sell this to the American people? Look, all we're doing is, you have already seen the negative consequences that are for you if you're an employer or an employee or your insurance premium. You don't have an out. You don't have somebody in Congress who can fix that for you. Why should they? I've said all along, this is the Trump card. This is the one. Play it, play it, play it, and play it again. So I like what Boehner and Republicans have done here. No, Democrats aren't going to go along with it. And McConnell, for his part, I would just say, has set up. He knew Republicans wouldn't go along with what came out of the Senate. There was nothing in there. I was not fond of the strategy that got us to this moment in time, but we are at this moment in time. And I think at this point, they cannot fold. Obviously, all of the other topics that we have planned for this hour are gone, out the window, with what's going on in Washington. At this moment, we have Ron Johnson scheduled for 9:06 tomorrow. I would guess that we're going to have Rita Ribble as well. I'll actually try to get Sean Duffy on as well. We're going to plan on spending a lot of time on this topic tomorrow. We'll try to get Duffy on. I will reach out to his office. We'll get Reed on. And we already have Ron Johnson set for 9:06. Understanding this, though, who knows what the heck's going to happen? And votes tonight, that sort of thing. Fascinating times. Harry Reid, House proposal is a blatant attack on bipartisanship. See, this is where they have to get around this. No, Senator Reid, we just want to know, why should you and your staff and the president be exempt from the negative consequences of Obamacare? Why is that? Explain that to us. Like Denzel Washington in the movie Philadelphia. Explain it to me like I'm a 5-year-old. That's what we need to hear. I don't even want to know about the call you just took. It's really? Wow. Oh, really? Oh, you had a liberal call. Okay, so you picked up the phone and the liberal was laughing. And then said it's going to blow up in the face of the GOP and down goes the Tea Party, blah, blah, blah. Well, they should have come on the air. Oh, I know they hung up. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to them. That's what they do, though. Oh, I know. I know. You get it all the time. I know. All right. Let's do this. I really did want to talk about Mary Burke. I've only got a minute. So I will just say this in the minute that I have. The state GOP has a website out now that chronicles all the liberals in the state, Ed Garvey, other prominent lefties who are not happy with her candidacy. She said in an interview with Mike Gaucher that the state's tax climate was not a detriment to business in Wisconsin. I do want to spend time on that because it's laughable. The other thing I was going to mention was the news conference here in Green Bay where she just threw out platitudes. At the moment, she seems to be a political lightweight. I do want to spend more time on this. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. But with everything going on in Washington, just wasn't able to do that today. A lot of topics we didn't get to. We'll see about tomorrow, but this likely is going to dominate a lot of time on the show again tomorrow. You can almost rest assured on that. But from what I've seen so far from Mary Burke, I do not quiver in fear. But it's early. 10:58, 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.